What is good, everybody, man? This is your guy, Manny, and this is the Talking Sports with Manny YouTube channel, Talking Sports with Manny podcast. So we're going to talk week six waiver wire additions. So a lot happened this weekend. And shout out to Geno Smith. Geno Smith has looked good all year. I'm going to run the intro. We're going to go ahead and get this on the podcast. Appreciate those that are joining in right now. If you're new to the channel, please like, please subscribe. And Geno Smith has been amazing this year. He's like a top seven quarterback right now. And if he's available on your waiver wire, I think it's time to start respecting Geno Smith. Like, you got to show him some love now. Especially if you're playing redraft leagues, you got to go ahead and grab Geno Smith. He's been amazing this year. And I think we're seeing the trend of what's to come. You know, so if Geno's out there, you go ahead and grab him. He has 10 touchdowns so far this season and two interceptions. He's averaging 23.2 fantasy points per game. That's amazing. So if he's out there in your leagues, you go ahead and grab him. He's only rostered in 56% of leagues. So that means he's out there. He's out there. A lot of us don't trust him because you got the big name guys, like Russell Wilson, and some of these other bigger names. He's outproducing a lot of these guys. So you got to start showing Geno Love some love. I think if you have a waiver claim, if you're looking for a quarterback, you put Geno Smith on that waiver wire. On that waiver claim, I mean. Now, this next name that I'm about to say, it might come as a surprise to you, but Carson Wentz. He had a good game last week. I had Carson Wentz going in a lot of leagues last week versus the Titans, and he played pretty well. So far this season, he has 10 touchdowns and six interceptions. The six interceptions is a bit scary, but at the end of the day, Carson Wentz is averaging 22.6 points per game. So he's a good fantasy guy to go ahead and grab. Uptown Dre, what's good, my brother? Appreciate you hopping on, man. Jimmy G, that's another name. If Jimmy G's out there in your leagues, you want to go ahead and grab him. He's averaging 16.7 points per game, but he has a pretty good matchup this week versus the ATL Falcons. So there's a potential Jimmy G gets about three passing touchdowns. It could happen. So far this season, he has six touchdowns and one interception. Jimmy G's safe. So, you know, but if you're looking for, you know, a guy to go ahead and replace some of these guys that you have, especially on the bye week, right? There's several teams that have a bye week this week. Several teams have a bye week this week, so you want to go ahead and grab one of those guys. Like I said, Jimmy. So on bye week right now, you have Derek Carr, you have Ryan Tannehill, you have Jared Goff, you have Davis Mills. I would say, you know, Jimmy G can possibly step in and get you some points this week. You know, injuries. You have Dak Prescott, you have Tua Tagovailoa, you have Jameis Winston, Mac Jones. Russell Wilson is dealing with a shoulder injury. Carson Wentz is dealing with a shoulder injury as well, but he's going to play on Thursday. Teddy Bridgewater, concussion. So there's lots of injuries, including Baker Mayfield. A name that you might want to look at is P.J. Walker, who's going to be taking over for Baker Mayfield. I'm not expecting much out of P.J. Walker, but what I will tell you is that if you're playing in a deep league, if you're playing in a deep super flex league or two-quarterback league, P.J. Walker could possibly come in and get you some points this week. Uptown Dre writes, my team is solid besides quarterback. Trey Lance went down, pick up Jimmy G, and I got Russ off waivers. Oh, wow, Russ off waivers. I mean, both guys are pedestrian, man. Hey, the quarterback market is tough right now. There's not a lot of good quarterback play. That's why when I mentioned guys like Carson Wentz, grab him because he's playing well. Another guy is Jared Goff. Even though he's on bye week, if Jared Goff is out there on your waivers, you go ahead and scoop him. Like you're seeing guys like Geno Smith, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, all play well. They're all averaging like 22 points per game. That's amazing. So you got to go ahead and maximize with some of these bad quarterbacks that have turned into good, productive quarterbacks, especially when it comes to fantasy football. I put up a post. What is the price for a guy like Jared Goff in Dynasty? Is really a 23 first round pick because he's producing. He's like the number five or number six, or he's a top seven quarterback this year, Jared Goff. Also, if you're looking for a flyer, You can go Justin Fields, but it's got to be like in a deep league. He is playing the Commanders, and the Commanders do have a terrible secondary. So, you know, he can definitely come out there and produce this week versus a weaker opponent like the Commanders. But I am starting the Commanders DST all over because I don't trust Justin Fields or the Bears this week. When we go to running backs, the biggest name is Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker is the most, like, you got to put in that claim for Kenneth Walker. If he's out there in your league, everybody knows Kenneth Walker was a high draft pick, a high second round pick, the number two running back selected in the 2022 draft. But at the same time, if he's out there, that should be your number one waiver wire pickup. I have several claims in on Kenneth Walker already. I'm hoping that I get him in several leagues. I think he can come in and be anywhere between RB15 and RB24 this week, not just this week, but going forward. Eno Benjamin. Carolina loves to run the ball. They haven't had a lot of production so far. If you guys are coming in, please like, please subscribe, please share. Eno Benjamin, he's a great pickup this week. No James Conner. Darrell Williams also got hurt. And then he's playing the Seattle Seahawks defense, who just surrendered over, 203 yards to Alvin Kamara. So there's yards to be had in this offense. They're working out some guys, but Eno Benjamin has the potential to have all the touches come this week. So he's a high priority pickup this week for the Arizona Cardinals. So I love Eno Benjamin a lot this week. Deion Jackson. If there's no Jonathan Taylor, Naeem Hines is, under concussion protocol. So even at that, Deion Jackson had a great game. He had 13 fantasy points last week. And he plays the Jags this week, who is, the Jags play a decent, they play decent defense, but they're not a great defense. So Deion Jackson definitely has a chance to be productive this week. We talked about Kenneth Walker. That should be the number one pickup. Four running backs, Eno Benjamin, number two, Deion Jackson. And then the rest are in no particular order. Joshua Kelly came in last week behind Austin Eckler and played great. To be honest, I was thinking that the number two running back would have been Sony Michel. But Joshua Kelly came in. He had, 10 carries for 49 yards. He also had two receptions for 33 yards. And he also had a touchdown. So he's capable. Maybe Joshua Kelly is that backup to a guy like Eckler. So you want to go ahead and get Joshua Kelly if you can right now before it's too late. If an injury ever goes down to Eckler, Joshua Kelly is going to be the guy and not Sony Michel. So that's somebody you definitely want to go ahead and grab right away. Uptown Dre writes, Kenneth Walker was rated number three behind two rookies. I have Breece Hall and Damian Pierce. Yeah. For me, coming into the draft, it was Breece Hall, number one. Then it was Kenneth Walker, number two. I didn't really have a number three. It was just a whole bunch of guys. But Damian Pierce, I was wrong about him. He's been amazing so far this year. And Kenneth Walker has a chance to be even more amazing because he's going to be getting a lot of work under an improved Geno Smith and improved Seattle's offense. So sky's the limit for that guy. Freezer Burns, what's good, man? He says, Manny, my dude, glad to see you live, man. Appreciate you hopping on, man. Let's get it. Nick, what's good, man? Appreciate you hopping on. Nick says, what move should I make? My team is Jared Goff, Russell Wilson, Dalvin Cook, Jacobs, B-Hall, Diggs, Higgins, Lockett, Hopkins, Moore, Michael Thomas, Everett, and Conklin. It's all good, man. He says, sorry for the long question. It's all good. I think you have a really good team. Obviously, Jared Goff is on bye week this week, so I would say try to find another quarterback on the wire. We can't really trust Russell Wilson anymore moving forward. So I would say find another quarterback, like maybe Carson Wentz for this week or one of these other quarterbacks that I've mentioned earlier on in the show. Your running backs are solid between Jacobs and Cook and Hall. I mean, your wide receivers are great, and Diggs and Lockett. Higgins, So what I would do is maybe find another wide receiver that you can go ahead and plug in. You plug in that wide receiver, you'll be solid. Freezer Burn writes, I know you're not a fan of either team, but I got to know who you got Sunday night. Both fan bases going crazy right now. Right. Let me see who's playing Sunday night. Is that the Chiefs? Is that the Chiefs in Buffalo? Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see. Who is playing Sunday night? Bear with me. I'm trying to find it. Oh, Eagles. Okay. I wasn't Eagles. I think Cowboys have a very tough defense. The Eagles are the best team in football right now. I would probably say the Eagles win it just because of who we know, like what we know about the Eagles. I would go Eagles over the Cowboys this week if I had to pick. I think the Eagles are the best all-around team. So sorry about that. Didn't mean to make you look it up. Yeah, man. I just didn't have it on top of my head right now. So I just had like my notes and everything. But yeah, I would definitely go Eagles over the Cowboys this week. That's what I would do. All right, so we're talking about Joshua King. Mike Boone looked good this week. Mike Boone looked good versus who was it? Was it the Colts? I don't know who Denver played last week, but Mike Boone looked amazing. Yeah, it was versus the Colts. He's another guy that, you know, produced. He produced double figures. We all know that Melvin Gordon produces double figures, but Mike Boone was just as solid, you know, that number two running back. So, yeah, I like him a lot this week. Put in that waiver claim. Use your fab. Pierre Strong. Pierre Strong is a name that you got to look at because even though Damien Harris is out, he's going to miss multiple games. He's going to miss at least 2 to 3 games, right? So if Damien Harris is out two to three games, everybody's going to Ramondre Stevenson. Yeah, Ramondre Stevenson is that dude. But at the same time, New England loves to use multiple running backs. So maybe Damien, Pierre Strong comes in and he's just so solid. And he produces, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I like, obviously, Ramondre Stevenson a lot. I think he gets the bulk of the work. But what if Pierre Strong is out there and he can command at least 40% of the work? So, somebody cheap that you can grab and stash. I'm not saying he's going to come in and produce next week, but grab and stash. Jalen Warren, grab and stash. Najee Harris is not looking good at all. These are times when you have to go ahead and pick up these running backs and stash them. That's the hardest thing to grab in free agency is running backs. Gus Edwards is getting close to being activated. He's a guy that you want to have just in case J.K. Dobbins goes down. Damien Williams, he'll be back soon for the Hawks. Another guy you want to go ahead and have. Jerick McKinnon had a pretty good game. And we saw Pacheco, he didn't get like literally any snaps. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be a messy backfield for the Chiefs all year. With Jerick McKinnon, CHE, and Pacheco. But I think right now, Jerick McKinnon is getting a lot of work. He looked really, really good last night in that game versus the Raiders. So, 8 carries, 53 yards, 2 catches, 19 yards. Pretty solid, 9 points. So, just a guy to kind of keep your eye out on. So, when we go to wide receivers, right? Tons of guys that are on bye week right now. You have Devontae Adams. You have Hunter Winfrey. All right, so when we're talking about wide receivers, some guys that are on bye week right now, Devontae Adams, who had a great game yesterday, Hunter Winfrey, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Josh Reynolds, Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks, Nico Collins. Who do you grab at wide receiver? There's tons out there. George Pickens seems to be the biggest name for me. George Pickens is definitely getting aligned with Pickett. And I'm telling you, George Pickens will soon be the number one receiver in Pittsburgh. He's going to over-exceed your expectations. He's going to pass the Deontay Johnson. Everybody's still on that Deontay Johnson hype, Deontay Johnson train. We have to realize Pickett and Pickens were second teamers that worked a lot and built chemistry through the summer. So naturally, you're going to see George Pickens getting a lot of love. So George Pickens looks great. He was a guy that I scooped last week before these games because I saw where things were going, and I was kind of glad that, you know, he fell to me. Now, Jacoby Myers, he's a target monster when he's healthy. He's finally healthy. He returned from a two-game absence, and he had 7 catches for 111 yards and a touchdown. That's off of 8 targets, and that's with Bailey Zappe as his quarterback. Just imagine what Jacoby Myers could look like with a guy like Mac Jones. And it's encouraging when you see Jacoby Myers score touchdowns. That's been his biggest Achilles heel, which is not scoring touchdowns. And he gets you a touchdown. So Jacoby Myers is as solid as they come. In the small sample size of games that he's played so far this year, he's averaging 17.6 fantasy points per game. So that's something that you definitely want to keep an eye on. He catches everything that comes his way. So he's pretty solid. Alec Pierce season is here. He seems to be the number 2 wide receiver after Michael Pittman. He's going to get a lot of targets. And we all saw what happened in this past game where he caught 8 catches for 81 yards. He was super, super solid. I love Alec Pierce a lot. I think as the season wears on, we're going to get to really see who Alec Pierce is. And he was, you know, had a solid 16 points. Just imagine that he scored a touchdown. Then those numbers go up and up and up. Uptown Dre writes, I have Jefferson, Adams, Curtis Samuel, Devin Duvernay, Claypool, and Sky Moore. That's a solid group. I love Jefferson a lot. I love Adams a lot. Curtis Samuel has been amazing so far this year. And Devin Duvernay, man, he's a sneaky, sneaky wide receiver, a guy that I had to trade yesterday in a trade to get Jahan Dotson. Didn't want to let go of Duvernay, but Duvernay is nice. Now, out of your receiving group, there's 2 guys that are expendable that you can get rid of at any moment and not feel any pain. Number 1 is Claypool, and number 2 is Sky Moore. Claypool, I would say, is not getting the love from Pickett, but, you know, it's still a long season. Injuries can happen to either Pickens or Deontay Johnson. That could boost Claypool. So, yeah, if you can't find nothing better, then you keep those 2 guys at the end of your bench. Maybe one of those guys pops off as the season goes on. But I love your wide receiver group for sure. Darius Slayton, man, welcome back to football. Last week, with all the wide receivers being out, they were forced to play Slayton, who's been in the league for 4 years experience. And for some reason, the Giants just don't like him. But he came out last week, played a great game, 6 receptions, 79 yards, off of 7 targets. He was solid. He's a guy that's out there. And maybe this is something to come moving forward. Darius Slayton being their number 1 wide receiver with all these different guys being out. I like Darius Slayton a lot. He's going to be a cheap get. Nobody's really going to be putting in a claim for Darius Slayton because they don't trust Daniel Jones. Like I said earlier, Devin Duvernay, he's solid. So far this season, 17 receptions, 226 yards receiving, and 3 touchdowns. He's averaging a modest 12 points per game. And with Rashad Bateman being out, we don't know how long Bateman is going to be out. Duvernay is a guy that you want to have on your roster because he has that blow-up potential, and he's a playmaker. Khalil Shakir. He's a name that people were excited about in rookie drafts. I do love Khalil Shakir a lot, especially if Isaiah McKenzie remains in the concussion protocol. If that happens, Khalil Shakir has a chance to be the starting slot for Buffalo. And he's shown that he can play. He played really, really good last week. He's only rostered in 6% of leagues. So he's out there. So you can grab this guy literally for free. He caught 3 receptions for 75 yards and a touchdown, and that's just off of 5 targets. So I like Khalil Shakir a lot. He's a bigger slot guy, and who doesn't love Josh Allen? Josh Allen spreads the ball, and if you're in a super deep league, Khalil Shakir is a guy that you can go ahead and grab and stick right into your lineup, and he can produce for you. Another guy that's making waves right now is Rondale Moore. He's starting to get more and more acclimated with the team. He's finally fully healthy. He has 13 targets this year for 10 receptions and 79 yards. Uptown Dre writes, facts, Manny, I'm gonna drop Sky Moore. I need a kicker with Carlson out this week. Absolutely, and you can't drop Carlson. I'm the same way. I have Carlson in the league, and he's just tearing it up, so you can't drop Carlson. When you have a pretty good kicker, you got to keep that kicker and ride that kicker out the rest of the year, especially when they're consistent and playing in an offense that struggles to score touchdowns and kick a lot of field goals. So, yeah, man, back to Rondale Moore. He's been solid this year. He's going to be the number 3 wide receiver for the Cardinals, even when what's his name comes back. DeAndre Hopkins comes back. So right now he's number two. He's going to be a slot guy. He's going to demand a lot of targets. Last week versus the Eagles, he had 7 catches for 68 yards. No touchdown. But once that touchdown comes, I'm telling you, his numbers can be bananas. And then if something was to happen to Hollywood Brown, knocking on wood, Rondale Moore becomes a top 15 wide receiver just because Kyler Murray is going to find a way to make receivers better. Greg Dortch was a name that filled in for Rondale Moore and had serviceable weeks. So there's no doubt in my mind that Rondale Moore does not continue to be peppered with targets. He's averaging 9 points per game so far this season, and that's solid. 9 points in your flex is not bad at all in PPR leagues. Zay Jones is a name. Zay Jones is starting to get that connection right with Trevor Lawrence. So he's a name to, you know, kind of keep an eye on. Last week, it was like Marvin Jones stepping up. You know, sometimes it's Zay Jones stepping up. So Trevor Lawrence playing so much better is opening it up for so many different guys to go and, you know, to go ahead and take advantage of that. So I love Zay Jones moving forward. I don't know if it's going to be so productive, but if you have a Trevor Lawrence who's playing so well, and then if Christian Kirk has bad games like he did last week, that means you're going to see other Jags wide receivers step up. And I say this for deep leagues. When you're in deep leagues and you're looking for that number three wide receiver, or you're playing in a four flex league and you're looking for extra starters, these are the kind of guys that you can go ahead and plug in and play. And if they score a touchdown or two that particular week, you pretty much won your week. So Zay Jones is averaging a solid 11.6 fantasy points per game. Now, we go ahead and go to tight ends. Tight ends this week, Darren Waller being out on a bye week, even though we know Darren Waller's hurt. This is the time to trade Darren Waller. If you have Darren Waller, get him off of your team immediately. Why? He still has some value in him, and he has that name value. So Darren Waller has just been hurt the last few years. He reminds me a lot about George Kittle. I kind of stay away from those two guys in the draft now. I will never draft another Darren Waller or George Kittle ever in any of my drafts. These guys just continue to get hurt. TJ Hockenson is also on bye week. Austin Hooper is on bye week as well. So with all the injuries, you have injuries to guys like Kyle Pitts and Freiermuth in concussion protocol. You have Dalton Schultz with a knee. You have Dawson Knox. He's out with a foot. You have Logan Thomas. He's going to miss a game. You have Cameron Brake. So where do you go for tight ends? If David Njoku is still out there in your leagues, you go ahead and you scoop up David Njoku. But a guy that I've been so excited about out of that tight end position, Taysom Hill. I continue to stick this guy into my lineup randomly. Now, if Jameis Winston is out, the rule is you have to start Taysom Hill at the tight end position. You know why? He's going to produce for you. He's going to get red zone carries. Not necessarily targets, but red zone carries. And last week, Taysom Hill had 4 touchdowns. He ran 9 times for 112 yards, and he ran for 3 touchdowns. Then he also threw 4 touchdowns. He had 4 total touchdowns. These are the kind of production, you put this guy in your lineup on a week, like, you just know. If there's no Jameis Winston, they're not going to just put everything on Andy Dalton. When he gets into the red zone, you're going to say Taysom Hill, get love. And Taysom Hill is going to take away from a guy like Kamara. When they get into that red zone, Kamara doesn't get those carries. It's Taysom Hill. He's just big, he's strong, and he just fits that Saints offense. So, and I expect this to continue to happen even when Jameis Winston does come back. Taysom Hill can mess around this year and end up with like 15 or 16 touchdowns just because of how he plays. He's literally their goal line back. If you need a carry in the goal line, he's a weapon for them. And he has that tight end designation on Sleeper, and he has the quarterback and tight end on other leagues like Yahoo. So that's pretty interesting. Hayden Hurst has been solid. He's been nice the last few weeks. He just had a season high with 6 catches, 53 yards, and a score. So, and that's just on 7 targets. And with a guy like, what's his name, T. Higgins getting hurt, you want to ride Hayden Hurst. T. Higgins is hurt, you know, back and forth. So Hayden Hurst is starting to become that number two target for Cincinnati. Sometimes he's the number one target. So pick up Hayden Hurst before it's too late. Evan Engram, He's been solid, had a great game last week. He was targeted 10 times. He caught 6 receptions for 69 yards. That's pretty solid. Kate Otten, as long as Cameron Brate is under concussion protocol, Kate Otten is a solid, solid guy that you want to have. He has 6 catches for 43 yards. That's a simple 10 yards. And that's a simple 10 points. You want to have those 10 points. Uptown Joy writes, Manny, I have Mark Andrews, Kittle, and I have Smith. Should I trade Kittle ASAP? Yeah, you trade Kittle ASAP. You get Kittle off of your team ASAP before it's too late. Right now, when he's a name, you can possibly get an RB2 for Kittle right now. You can possibly get a guy like Garrett Wilson for Kittle right now. Get rid of Kittle and maximize. You have Mark Andrews. You're solid. You're good. Rock with Mark Andrews. Get rid of Kittle right now that you have that name value. That's what I would do if I were you. Or you can wait for Kittle to have that blow-up game with Jimmy G. Then you can go ahead and get rid of him after that. Will Disley, he's been solid. 3 touchdowns this season. You have Gentry, who's the backup to Pat Freiermuth. Quentin Morris, everybody ran to Quentin Morris because Dawson Knox was out. But even when Dawson Knox was in, he didn't really play ball like that anyways, right? So Quentin Morris, he's not an option that you want to have. But he's there if you're looking for a desperate, desperate need. Uptown Dre writes, cool, I haven't played him all season. Smart. I mean, you have 2 options. Either you keep him or you just kind of get rid of him. You know, those are the 2 options that you have. All right, so in terms of DSTs, which I really don't care too much about DSTs, but Patriots DST versus Cleveland, you cannot count out the Patriots defense. They're solid. The Commanders versus the Chicago Bears, like, I don't trust Justin Fields. Like, I'm going to just I'm going to start the Commanders defense in a lot of spots this week. The Colts versus Jacksonville. Jacksonville versus the Colts. You can rock with either one of those. In real talk, you can rock with Cleveland Browns defense versus Bailey Zappe. Even though Bailey Zappe looks solid, but after losing Damien Harris, I don't know. Like, each week is just week to week. Here's the Detroit Lions that have been solid all year. They go ahead and face up against the Patriots defense, and they can't score. So DSTs are just random. Just pick one and just pray and hope for the best. Kickers, some of the kickers that I've liked so far this year is the Dallas kicker, the Giants kicker, of course, Vegas Raiders kicker, the Jets kicker. I mean, kickers are just random. Nick Folk had, 18 points. So sometimes what I've noticed is when you have these young quarterbacks, they can't move the ball, they can't score. So you see a lot of rookie quarterback-led teams kick a lot of field goals. Or a guy like Justin Fields. He might not be able to score a lot of points next week versus the Commanders or this Thursday. Maybe they kick a lot of field goals. So that's just something to look at. You don't want to, like, grab the offenses that have really, really good quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes. He's getting touchdowns. Then your kickers end up kicking extra points. So look at Mason Crosby. Look at the kicker, Chase McLaughlin. So, guys, this is my time, man. Just want to kind of get on here, talk some fantasy football, talk some waiver wire pickups. Hopefully, I brought value to you guys. And if you guys are listening to the podcast version, please rate, please subscribe, and please leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, please like, please subscribe, and please share. And if you're watching the replay on YouTube, please be sure to drop a comment, and I will definitely get back to your comment. Love y'all. Y'all have a great one. Peace.